is the warning of Noah. In Persian and in Arabic, it starts with warning. Now listen to the warning. Because if you don't do this, we'll be in trouble. He makes another paragraph. In the second paragraph, he will say, listen, it's not about forgetting the numbers. It's not about forgetting your logical stuff. It's about forgetting everything. We're talking about the beloved that will give it everything, even my life. This is the attitude. That's why you shouldn't bring that one. That big eye cannot be here. We are going to somewhere that everything is presented to what? Everything is offered to what? To what? Of course, you don't mind to say to God, because it sounds good, right? And if the religious people will be satisfied with that. There are some people who say, God is that explanation, this religious fellow, I don't believe in that. Then you will go to the other meaning of the truth, justice, just, whatever, right? But those are the explanations for the future that we are looking at the details. Now we are talking about one thing only. He's not talking about God. There is no magical stuff here. He's talking about what? Unification. What will happen after unification? What is the outcome of unification? A totality. Right? You unify no matter what, then you have a totality. Right? We are talking about that. Everything in the system should be offered to the totality of the system. That simple. So, I forget about me, and you forget about you. We forget about everything. We think about one thing only, totality, we. Remember that we that we are going to open the book to with, and I will bore you to death with that word, because that's the key, we, not us, we. What is we? All of us together. And I said, when I say this, my feeling was, they didn't get it. They talked about all of us, not all of us. Who is all of us? Explain to me, all of us. I'm the alien now. I'm a zilch. What it means, all of us? What it means, we? Should it start with me, you, and this, and go on to where?
Existence.
You went to the 7 billion, right? How silly of you. You're talking about this moment? You forgot the history? They're all with us, aren't they? Here we are communicating with Rumi 800 years ago. Included. Then go back. Go back even before the human being. The chimps, cousins, living creature. We are talking about. So you have to go to the Big Bang. And the silly, stupid nonsense big crush. Oh my God, thanks God. I remember this and I cannot thank God enough, because I believe we are up to this moment, we are the luckiest generation on the earth, because we see a lot. Although that the changes were so small happening, that to see some changes you needed generations and centuries to see some changes. Here now, I was there when they were giving the Nobel Prize to a silly guy who thought that this universe is going like this, it's going to stop. And maybe it is, it started coming down, and there is a big crush. This was the idea. And it tasted good. You know why? Because that big crush, in a way, will complete the idea of Big Bang, right? So it's a Big Bang, big crush. You know what happened? In less than 30 years, up to 30 years ago, they were sure of that. You know how sure? As sure as they are sure about relativity, as sure as they were sure about the subatomic particles. Then something happened, guess what? Suddenly it became possible, we made an instrument to measure the movement of this stuff. And we realized that the big crush will never ever happen. Because something is happening outside that nobody could understand how. Of course, we found the way of explaining it. You know what happened? They realized that this stuff that started from a Big Bang, logically you understand it, it's an energy pushing everything apart. Then this energy will slow down, because the bigger the volume, lesser the density of energy in it. So it goes that big, then it stops. And that's a good moment of the universe to see, right? Because it stops, then it starts to come back. Because that's what it is. There is one energy, the Big Bang, and that's it, right? They measured. It's not that case. You know what? These particles, by getting further away, they don't lose energy. They gain energy. Means they go faster and faster and faster. Why? We don't know. How much faster they go? Oh my God! The thing we were thinking was less than 10%, 90% faster than possible. They are growing apart. Then we look around and say, and by the way, we don't see all of it. We see something like 5% of it. We calculate 5% of matter exists. And so there is this 90% antimatter, which is invisible. We don't know it, but it is pushing everything apart, because we don't know that where that energy is coming from. It's not the energy of the bang. It's a growing energy, which we don't know any source of. So there is no big crush. A couple of billion years from now, the sky will be pitch black. Because all these galaxies will be so far away that we'll see no light of them. They go dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. In a way, everything evaporates. Where to? We cannot imagine. Maybe the other dimension and that kind of stuff. And this, my God, this was science. This was not mysticism, poetic language. This is physics now. And we see it. So we'll see. We arrive to the best place, really best point of whole history. The most important point for logic was happened in our time. Remember? What is the most important thing that happened to logic? No, the theory of certainty. Now, certainly we know there is no certainty. Are you listening? This was science, mathematics. It's like what we are talking, right? We are sure that nothing could be sure. That's how it is. And we proved it scientifically. Mathematics. My goodness. It's so amazing that when you understand it really in mathematics, it will shiver your spine. Suddenly you realize, wow, I could disprove a proof and nothing happens. And logic is still logic. See? That's how it happened. This is where we are. Because we are the first to see the invisible. Right? Like Superman. You are the Superman, aren't you? Didn't you do the sound from you? The invisible? But you do it. We do it. We have the microscope, we have the telescope, and all of that only in our generation. I mean, the Hubble is our grandpa. And up to him, you know, one galaxy, now we have 200 billion. Could you compare that? They didn't know about the atom. They believe there is something undivisible. That's what means atomos. Atomos means something that you cannot divide it. You cannot break it. And how silly the name is today. Because when we talk about subatomic particles, forget about the atom. And all of this should show us one thing. And I'm expecting you to understand one thing. The limitation of this logic in you. Because that's what we are here talking about. The logic we have, our logic changed from my youth to here. Imagine what will happen in two generations. We look silly because we are compared to future. We are here. We are only one part of the show. And the show is going on. From when to when? You see? From Big Bang to Big Crush to eternity. How we name it? We say, from end to the beginning. We never say from the beginning to the end. Why? Because your logic is looking that way. We bring this way in to make it complete. Look at it. So many times, he will say it. Different verses, different rhymes, right? But it's always from the end to beginning. Where did you hear it first? Do you remember? You Persian ones, you should remember. You tell me. It was the most nostalgic part of what we read in book one. There was only one, there is only one story, which is the real story of love. And it goes like this. A very dramatic melody, and somebody will sing a song that, oh, beloved, what shall I do? Me, poor me, I love you. Things like that. So many verses repeated. All that, and I told you this is a poetic letter. It was a love letter. Really. Where was it? Do you remember? You doctor, you tell me, where is that verse? Yes, you. Here on the boss, yes. Do you remember? Love letter? Oh, my God, how could you forget it? There was this merchant. He wanted to go to India. He asked everyone, what do you need? Suddenly, the parrot came down with a love letter. Remember? That was the story. And at the end of the story, the parrot was dead. So the logic, your logic, the merchant started to cry. He said, a murzi raksar man. He said, you thought, you're the flying bird, right? You lovely thought, who went from my end to my beginning, who is covering my entire life, all of that. And he will do it again and again and again, just because of that. Because we want to get rid of shortcoming of logic and add something to it.